White House message to frustrated Americans. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
This is a global challenge. This is something that everyone is feeling across the globe.
But White House spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre says they understand rising gas and food prices in particular are hurting families.
As we look at inflation and trying to make sure that we're fighting inflation in every way that we can.
She says everything is on the table. AAA's national average for regular unleaded hitting a new record again today, $4.86 a gallon. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson survives a no-confidence vote in Parliament by members of his own party.
211 MPs have voted in support of him.
Fox's Alex Hogan in London.
If he had not had 180 MPs vote in favor of him, he would have been ousted. From there would have been an election to decide who in the party would then take over from him. The problem was there really is no clear front runner at this point in time, but he is safe at least for now.
Fellow conservatives pressed for the vote after several scandals, including government parties held during COVID lockdowns. Johnson has said no rules were intentionally broken. The former leader of the Proud Boys group, Enrique Tarrio, faces a new charge stemming from the Capitol riot, seditious conspiracy.
Federal prosecutors say he and four other members of the group were involved in a coordinated attempt to prevent Congress from certifying the 2020 election. Tarrio was not in D.C. on January 6th. He had been arrested days earlier on a vandalism charge. The four others charged in this latest indictment were also facing previous counts.
Fox's Jared Halpern on Capitol Hill. More than 800 people arrested since the riot. The House committee investigating the Capitol riot plans its first public hearing this Thursday. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
A mass shooting remains under investigation in Philadelphia after a terrifying scene in a busy area Saturday night.
It was chaos, people running right and left in their busy restaurant and bar area on South Street after someone opened fire. Investigators believe it was a fist fight between a few guys that started this mass shooting, and it was all caught on video. Three people were killed, 22-year-old Christopher Minners, 27-year-old Alexis Quinn, and 34-year-old Gregory Jackson. Their families grieving as police continue to search for the shooters. Plural. That's because police say it was multiple gunmen who opened fire into the crowd, finding at least five guns at the scene. Philadelphia's district attorney stopped by that crime scene, calling it chilling as he prepares to file charges.
Fox's Alexis McAdams. At this point, they have one suspect in custody and arrest warrant issued for a second suspect. First Lady Jill Biden helps unveil a new U.S. postage stamp honoring a predecessor. Former First Lady Nancy Reagan, who died in March of 2016, the new forever postage stamp will officially be issued on July 6th. Just as Top Gun Maverick has moviegoers flocking back to theaters, there's a new kind of shortage.
Now there's concern growing that popcorn could be getting more expensive and harder to find. Why? Because inflation and the rising cost of fertilizer could tempt some farmers to grow less popcorn or maybe rotate to other less expensive crops like soybeans. One major popcorn distributor tells me that he's already been forced to raise his prices to movie theaters theaters by 80%. It's a really big blow to movie theaters right now because they rely on the revenue from concession sales to help their recovery. So the more those costs go up, the tighter the margins become, the harder it is for them to navigate their way post-pandemic.
Fox Business's Lydia Hu. Some turbulence on Wall Street today, but stocks finish higher, not by much. The Dow up 16 points. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.